感谢主，今天我们有刘伯恩弟兄来这边为主做见证。
Thank be to the Lord. We have a brother Grady to testify with us.
小弟有300多位 Facebook 的朋友。
I have more than 300 Facebook friends.
刘伯恩弟兄是其中一位。
And brother Grady is one of them.
所以小朋友可以请我当做你的朋友。
So I would like a welcome of the youth to be.Invite me to be your friend.
我常常跟到刘弟兄啊，在他网志上面写很多很好的心得。
And I've often seen a lot of good things, Brother Grady has written.
那个有些青年哦，他们 post 上去的是照片。
Lots of young adults post pictures.
那刘弟兄很多时候 post 是他的信仰的一些心路历程。
And Brother Grady has often posted lots of his journey.
所以对很多年轻人都有很多的造就。
And it's really edifying to our youth.
我们现在来为他祷告。
And now let's pray for him.
希望神借着他的口来荣耀神的圣名。
So may the Lord's glory be manifest through his mouth.
一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's pray.
我们就请Grady 弟兄来为主做见证。
Now let's have Brother Grady to testify with us.
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
让我们同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣基督圣名，我在此做见证。
Can we get this? Okay. So, on June 24th, I went to the Dominican Republic for 10 days.
在6月24号，我去多米尼加共和国10天。
And I guess coming back, there were 3 questions that people asked me about the trip.
我回来后，人们问我大概有3个问题。
And the questions are, you know, how did you do it?
他们问说你怎么做的呢
？How do you go to a different country with a different language and, you know, do all that?
你怎么去一个跟我们一个讲不同语言的地方呢
？The second question is, what impacted you the most?
你做了什么样的事情
？And the third question would be just how was the trip?
你的这趟旅行如何
？So I'm hoping that through this testimony session, I can answer those 3 questions, and as well as share with everyone about our brothers and sisters in the Dominican Republic.
我希望借这次的见证呢，我回答这3个问题，并且告诉各位在多米尼加共和国信徒的状况。
Can we get the next line? First one. Okay, no, sorry. Yes. Next slide.Okay, so preparation-wise, I never expected myself to be, like 2 years ago, I didn't expect myself to ever be anywhere close to the Spanish ministry.
两年前呢，我自己还没想到我会在西语的那个西语的传教方面做奉献。
In fact, 2 years ago, I didn't even like expect myself to be serving in church.
两年前我更不会想到我会在教会服事。
I went to church just because that's what I did.
我来教会也是，也许就是因为我一直常来。
But during the NYTS of 2008, I really experienced God.
在2008年的全国青年神训班里面，我体验到神。
And I remember a pastor had, you know, there was this class specifically on the youth ministry, and I guess I was asked, you know, what was I going to do for God?
在那个时候有一个课程是关于青年侍奉的事情。
So during this NYTS, I prayed a lot, and I tried to ask God what He wanted me to do for Him.
所以在那一次全国青年神训班里面，我特别努力的祷告，希望神告诉我我能为他做什么。
And I remember after one prayer, I felt happier, but I still didn't know what I was going to do.
在一次祷告之后，我觉得非常高兴，可是还是不知道如何去做。
And immediately afterwards, there were about 5 classes on the Spanish ministry.
后来呢，有5节西语的那个西语的传教课程。
So from that, I just assumed that God wanted me to go into Spanish ministry.
所以我想神当时希望往西语的侍奉上面。
And so I decided during NYTS of 2008 that I was going to, you know, help out in whatever way I can.
所以自从2008年全国青年神训班之后，我决定想在这方面帮忙。
So then 2009 rolls around, and then there's the ministry volunteer program at San Jose Church.
2009年有一个所谓的 MVP 在圣何西教会。
There was a Spanish ministry program, so I decided to join that because that's what I felt God wanted me to do.
那时候有一个西语的宣教事业，所以我决定想去试试看。
And I was told there was going to be, you know, a group of people who wanted to help the Spanish ministry there.
我会与一群从事西语宣教的工作上一起合作。
But it turns out that I was the sole participant of that group.
可实际上呢，我居然是唯一在做这件事的人。
So there were 6 instructors in that group and 1 student.
所以居然是有六位老师，可是只有我一位学生。
So during this MVP, I felt really bad for the instructors.I felt like they were wasting their time.
我觉得我可能好像在浪费这些老师的时间。
Because they dedicated 2 weeks to solely help me get a little bit less bad at Spanish.
几乎在这段时间都是他们全心全意的来教我一个人。
So from this seminar, I really decided that, you know, if they're going to dedicate 2 weeks of their lives for me, the least I can do is just to try to repay that.
我想如他们花两个礼拜时间教我，我想要如何的回报。
So and then after MVP, I was asked if I wanted to go to the Dominican Republic.
在这次 MVP 之后呢，我决想要去。有人问我要不要去多米尼加共和国。
I didn't give them an answer. I just said maybe.
我没有很肯定的回答，说可能。
And so I just asked them to pray for me, and I'll continue to pray for it. And yeah, that was it.
我说请为这件事情祷告。
And so CYC 2009 rolls around.
那时候还有个大专青年的一个讲习会。
And I guess for those who don't know, the name Grady means descendant of nobility.
但你不晓得我的名字 Grady 就是贵族的后裔。
And during CYC, the theme was a life of nobility.
在这个地方是指我们指讲到我们高贵尊荣的生活。
So from day one, I felt that God was talking to me.
所以从第一天开始，我感觉到神在与我说话。
And throughout the rest of the CYC, the speakers all talked about, you know, how Joshua was strong and courageous, and how we have to be clean servants to serve and everything.
在这次讲习会里，我们提到约书亚记里面，神要约书亚刚强壮胆，而且成为主合用的清洁器皿。
And so, and then right after CYC, there was the African Missionary Convocation.
在这之后呢，还有非洲施工的讲习会。
And during this seminar, like I went into the seminar thinking I knew about what it meant to serve. I knew what it meant, like what I knew about our basic beliefs.
从这次这些讲习会里面，我知道一些基本的信仰。
But this seminar taught me that I really did not know anything about my own faith.
但是在这里面并没有教导我自己本身的信仰。
And so it really made me desire to draw after God and to become a better Christian.
所以让我更想亲近神，成为一个好的基督徒。
And also seeing all of the members there who really wanted to go to Africa, it was just really inspiring to see all their zeal.
在这个讲习会里，我看到很多信徒，他们很热心热诚的想去非洲。
And so, I guess right after MVP, when they sent me the email, I was really scared.
在这 MVP 之后呢，我有点害怕。
Because I kept thinking, you know, what if my Spanish isn't good enough? What if God doesn't want to use me?
我一直担心说我的西语不够好，或者神并不是要用我。
And I asked certain people, and they will just say, "Oh, God will provide," or "Oh, have faith in God."
也许人会说，神会预备，要对神有信心。
But it was, those answers didn't really mean much to me.
但是这些话呢，对我并没有太大的意义。
But then during the last 2 seminars I went to, I really experienced God, and I guess I really did have faith that God would provide.
在过去这两个讲习会里面呢，我也体验到神，而且我相信神会预备。
So after AMC, I sent them an email that said I would go.
所以在非洲事工的讲习会之后呢，我送了一个电子邮件，说我愿意去多米尼加。
And then I started to prepare myself, I guess, linguistically.
所以我在语言方面也让自己做了准备。
Oh, go back 2 slides. Yeah, okay. So, I'm not being humble here when I say that I'm not good at Spanish.
我想说我的西语不够好，并不是因为我自己很谦卑。
I'm just really bad at it.
我认为自己还不够。
I took some classes in high school and at college.
我在高中跟大学都有修课。
But I never was really on top of the material.
但是我并不是一直都是最好。
So I really tried to, I guess, spend the 6 months before the trip to prepare myself.
所以在这一趟旅行的六个月之前，我一直不停的在准备。
And thank God there was, there's the Rutgers University Campus Fellowship to help me during this time.
这个时候在罗格斯大学的校园团契里面也帮助了我。
And my only method of practice was in the form of these sermons from Argentina.
我用练习西语的方法就是从阿根廷的那个正道中。
Unfortunately, the Argentinian sermons were all from Chinese to Spanish.
可是阿根廷的这个正道里面都是中语跟西语。
And since my Chinese wasn't that good, I needed more help.
那我中文还不够流利，所以我也需要一些帮助。
But luckily, there were a lot of brothers and sisters in RUCF who wanted Chinese to English interpretation practice.
还感谢神，是因为在那个罗格斯大学的团契里面，也有很多人做中英文的口译练习。
So we would play the Chinese part of the sermon.
所以我们会先用中文来讲正道。
They would pause the sermon, and then someone would interpret it into English.
那有人会把正道停下来，然后用英文来口译。
And then I would interpret from English to Spanish.
然后我再由英文呢，直接口译到西语。
And then we would finish playing it to see if my Spanish matched up. And then we would continue playing the sermon.
Okay. 所以我们就在这正道中，就是我就会来比较这几个不同语言的正道。Yeah.
So essentially, this dragged a 40-minute encouragement to well over 2 hours.
通常本来只是40分钟的时间会有时候会延长到2个小时。
And but it was really good practice, and it was really good fellowship.
但实际上这是非常好的练习以及团契的机会。
Next, there was there's SBSE, which stands for the Spanish Bible Study for East Coast.
另外下一个就是西语的查经，在东岸的西语查经。
And this started after MVP 2009.
这是在2009年的 MVP 之后。
And essentially, every Tuesday night, a few youths would get together and we would have an online Bible study, all in Spanish.
在每个礼拜二的晚上，我们的青年都会在用电脑来 online 做查经。
And through this, I got to practice every week, and I got to learn biblical vocabulary.
在这方面呢，我也不但练习，而且还知道西语的一些圣经的词语。
And I guess the most important part of all of my preparation was just praying and cultivating myself spiritually.
所以在我的准备，其实上就是祷告以及灵修。
And so through all this preparation and like I kept this up for 6 months, and even on the day of the trip, I was still really nervous.
我在为这次准备了六个月，即使在出国的当天，我还是有些紧张。
I remember, like right before I got on the plane, I was sitting in the waiting area. There were a bunch of people, natives from Dominican Republic, talking, and I couldn't understand any of them.
我像我在那个等候区的地方，我听到有些多米尼加人在用西语交谈，我不太确定我是不是完全的了解。
And so the only thing I could do at that point was just pray more.
所以我只好继续多祷告。
And so this, now we move on to, I guess, the actual trip.
那我们先谈到我的旅行。
Next slide. Oh. Yeah. Okay. So, I guess nobody really, a lot of people don't really know about what goes on in our Dominican Republic Church.
很多人也许不太明白多米尼加教会的情况。
But essentially, when I went there, I was told to interpret for like classes, which are like NYTS style classes.
在那边我做做一些课程上的翻译。
Where Pastor Raymond would open the Book of Joshua and just talk about all the spiritual teachings he could find from the chapter.
像周瑞林传道会把约书亚记拿出来，然后。告诉我们，教导我们。
And then there were the normal Sabbath sermons.
还有就是一般的端息日的正道。
And also Bible studies that we did during visitations.
而且我们还有查经。
In addition to for interpreting, Pastor Raymond told me that I would have to prepare 3 sermons.
周玉林传道呢还告诉我要准备三次的证道。
And they could be like RE lessons, but they had to be at least an hour long.
也许像宗教教育的课程，但是要差不多要一个钟头。
And he also told me I had to be a good brother to all the members.
他也告诉我要对这些信徒要做一个很好的弟兄。
And he really emphasized that my job was not only as an interpreter.
他说我的工作并不是只是一个口译。
But even though it sounds like a lot, there was a lot of free time.
即使看起来好像很多工作，其实我还是有一些自己的时间。
Every day, we only work for about a few hours.
我们实际上一个天工作的时数大概只有几个钟头而已。
Next slide. Okay, so I'll go into, I'll explain more about the trip along with some pictures. So, next slide. So, the first slide is food.This is essentially something I want to mention. This is what they eat every Sabbath.
这是他们每个安息日所吃的食物。
They buy about 4 loaves of bread.
他们买了四条面包。
And about 4 packets of mayo.
Mayo? Mayonnaise.
Yeah. And each loaf of bread costs about $1.
差不多要每斤一块钱。
So it was $4 to feed 15 people for the entire Sabbath lunch.
所以我们花了四块美金可以让所有的教会的人都吃饱。
And for drinks, in the back there's a bowl of juice, and the juice is made from fruits in the backyard of the church.
我们还有用现榨的果汁。
So like lunch was really simple.
所以我们的午餐其实非常的简单。
But this was for some reason it was like the best tasting bread I've ever had.
但是实际上我觉得这个面包非常的美味。
Next slide.And this was a sandwich from this local cafeteria we found near church.
这个是我们在附近的一个食品店发现的一个三明治。
And just to like food, there was a lot of food during Dominican Republic.
其实在多米尼加共和国有各种不同的食物。
I mean, if you look at me, I'm really skinny, so I don't really need to eat much.
你看我很苗条，大概不需要吃很多吧。
But Raymond really liked eating.
可是周云传道却一直在吃。
So he would often say, "Hey, let's go and get some food."
所以周传道常常说，来吧，我们去找吃的。
And even though I wasn't hungry, I'd be forced to go because I had to interpret for him.
虽然我不太饿，可是还得跟他去，因为我们得翻译。
So throughout the whole trip, I was never ever hungry.
所以在这趟旅行中，我并不感到饥饿。
Next slide. So Yeah, living conditions, like, the Dominican Republic isn't anywhere near as nice as the United States.
多米尼加共和国离美国不远。
Well, isn't as nice as.
对不起，多米尼加共和国并不像美国这个环境这么好。
But it's still really comfortable.
但是生活还算舒适。
The only thing that I could complain about was 4 things that there was an electricity outage,a water outage, and there's no AV, and there's no warm water.
就唯一的就是说有时候会停电停水，然后没有饮食，也没有温水。
This just meant that for one day we had to go without a fan or some lights. For one day we had to skip a shower. For one day, for the whole time I had to shout a lot because there was no microphones, and I had to shower really fast.
我们就唯一就是我们有一天没洗澡，然后有时候没有麦克风，因为停电，所以我们必须用大声喊的。
But this next slide is the one thing I couldn't stand about the trip.
下一个幻灯片是一个算个例外的情形。
People who have gone to Dominican Republic before said the cooking there is really, really good.
有人说在多米尼加共和国的烹饪是非常好的。
But at Brother Huang's house, Like this was the typical lunch or dinner.
在黄弟兄家里，这是一般我们所吃的晚饭。
And for those who know me, I'm really, really picky.
也许认识我人知道我有点挑食。
And I had such a hard time eating this meal.
我对这些食物其实有些难以下咽。
It sounds like a small thing, but really, like, I ate myself sick eating the cooking here.
我都吃到有一点觉得很恶心，受不了了。
Like, Pastor Raymond said it was really good food, but I couldn't do it.
周瑞林传道说，哦，这边的食物真好，可是呢，我并不同意。
And he told me that if I didn't eat it, I was being rude.
如果他说我再不吃的话，那就是很失礼了。
So for 1.5 days, I had a stomach ache because I ate too much of this.
所以我有过后来有一天半我都胃痛了，因为吃太多。
And I tried eating just slower.
我也希望尽量吃慢一点。
But if you eat too slow, Sister Huang puts more food on your plate.
如果我吃太慢的话，黄姐妹还会再继续给我添食物。
So if you can look past these five things.Dominican Republic is really nice.
如果不是这五件事情的话，其实多米尼加共和国其实还蛮不错的。
Actually, if you just like Chinese food, it's really nice.
就像它中国食物也很好。
Okay, so next slide. Okay, so this is the picture of the church. You can't really see it that well, but there's only about, including children, there's only about 13 members.
这是教会的照片，一共信徒有13位。
I'll talk more about the members later. Next slide.Oh, this is just a picture of the chapel. It's really small. The chapel is probably half the size of this chapel. Actually, probably less than half the size of this chapel.
会堂的面积大概只有我们的会堂的一半大。
So next slide. Oh, okay. So this is, like I said before, there was, most of my time was free time.
我说过我有很多自己的时间。
And during this free time, this is what we did.
这是我在闲暇的时间所做的事情。
We would have our Bibles out. We'd have our, we'd be writing, I guess, what we thought about the passage.
我们会把圣经拿出来，然后写圣经的章节。
And we also had cup noodles there.
我们还有速食面。
Yeah, so this is just how we pass the time.
这是我们如何打发时间的方法。
Raymond worked on most of his RHTS and SSC material during this all this free time.
所以周瑞林传道在这段时间呢准备他在高中神训班一些的资料。
And while he did, you know, two seminars worth of stuff, I wrote 2.5 sermons.
他在准备两个讲习会的资料的时候呢，我也准备了一些证道。
Okay, next slide. So this is kind of the classes we would have.
这是我们所谓的上课的情形。
Pastor Raymond would pretty much be talking and That's actually Brother Huang interpreting because I wanted to take a picture.
这个时候是周瑞林传道在讲课，那黄弟兄在翻译。
So essentially, these classes were small with only about 3 people maximum.
所以这个课呢，其实只有顶多只有三个人。
And next slide. Okay, so this is during one of the electricity outages.
这是我们停电的时候。
And we were still trying to have a class. I think this was about Gibeonites.
我们就像那机电人一样用了灯，然后尽量还是想办法上课。
And I guess I really like this picture because it shows, I guess, it shows one of the members' determination to really learn.
其实我喜欢这张照片，因为表示我们这些信徒很有决心的想学习。
And okay, next slide.Okay, so this is me teaching RE.
这个是我在教中二教育的上课情形。
The five chairs are supposed to be full, but the four kids ran away and started playing with my camera.
本来应该有五个小朋友，可是呢，他们都跑来看我的照相机了。
There's no established RE system in the Dominican Republic.
在多米尼加共和国并没有所谓的中二教育的课程。
Everyone who can be an RE teacher has to either give sermons or be in charge of other church duties.
想要教中二教育呢，必须要领会或者是做教会其他的侍奉。
And the class here ranged from students that were 4 years old to 14 years old.
学生的年纪大约从四岁到十四岁。
So really, I wasn't really teaching RE as much as just babysitting.
其实大部分这中二教育也都是看顾小朋友。
But thank God, some of them did seem to get something out of the classes.
但是我在其中也学到了不少。
Next slide. Yes, next slide.Okay, so this is just, never mind, next slide. next slide. Okay, so we also had to do a lot of visitations.
我们并没有举行一些家庭的访问。
And I have never gone to a visitation before.
我从来没有也去过一些家庭访问。
I didn't know what I was supposed to say.
我实在不知道该说什么。
And sometimes I couldn't understand what they were saying because they were speaking too fast.
因为他们说的太快，有时候我也不甚了解。
And also I was really unprepared for the conditions of some of the houses.
有些对家，有些住家的情况呢，我也不是对自己完全准备好。
And all of this just really made me realize how, you know, far out of my comfort zone I was in.
我现在知道说我离开我自己一个舒适的一个 地方呢有多远。
So in everything I did in the Dominican Republic, I felt like I was inadequate.
在这次的旅行中呢，我知道我自己的不足。
And I remember during the first Sabbath service, right before Raymond started talking.
我记得第一次的安息日聚会在周瑞麟传道在正道之前。
I was...standing there, and I don't think I was ever more scared.
我站在那儿有点怕。
And Raymond was looking at me like I was, he was just looking at me weird.
周传道看得我觉得怪怪的。
He just told me to relax and, you know, breathe and just stuff like that.
他告诉我要放松，要深呼吸。
And I guess I tried doing that, but it wasn't until prayer, when we first knelt down and prayed.
我也是尽量做的。到一直到祷告之后才会觉得好一些。
Yeah, and then I really felt, you know, God was with me.
我也知道神与我同在。
And although I still screwed up interpreting a lot, I still screwed up, you know, speaking a lot.
我知道在口译以及领会方面，我也许做得不够好。
I know that, you know, God was still with me and that I did speak a lot better than I would have normally.
但是我知道神与我同在，我比平常的表现更好。
Next slide. Okay, so this is one of the houses that I was unprepared for.
像这样的一间的房子，就是我当时心里没有做好准备的一间房子。
This is the house of a member named Floro.
这是一位叫 Floro 信徒的家。
And his house is probably smaller than the library.
他的家比我们会堂的这个图书馆还要小。
And it's not really made out of walls, but rather sheets of metal.
他其实这个房子是用一些纸、一些铁板所造的。
And I remember when I first walked in, I was just shocked.
我当我第一次走进去的时候，我非常的吃惊。
Within the first 15 seconds, I got like six mosquito bites. Six mosquito bites.
在一进去的十秒钟瞬间，我被蚊子咬了好几个。
And then I noticed that, when I walked in, I was taking up, you know, a lot of like space inside the house.
而且我还知道说，我一进去之后，我还占了这个房间的不少的空间。
And then I realized that here was Floro, and he had to live with his wife and two children in a really it's a really small house.
这位Floro 这位信徒呢，跟他的妻子孩子住在这么小的空间里面。
两个孩子。
然后两个孩子。
Yeah, and I was just, I just couldn't believe that anyone could ever live in like a place like that.
我实在无法相信有人可以在这种地方住下来。
So this was one of the things that really made me uncomfortable during visitations.
这是在我家庭访问让我觉得不太习惯舒服的地方。
So、next slide. Oh, no. Go. Okay, next slide. Actually, go back one slide. Okay, so I want to talk about Floro.
我这次提到这位 Floro 这位信徒。
You just saw a picture of his house.
我们看到他所住的地方。
And I guess it was just—he's definitely the poorest member I've ever seen in my life.
他大概是在我这一辈子看过最贫穷的一位信徒。
But he was also the most fervent.
但是他非常的热心。
When we first arrived to the Dominican Republic.
当我们第一次到多米尼加共和国的时候
，Floro was scheduled to pick us up.
他被安排来接我们。
It takes him about an hour and a half to get to the airport.
他到机场需要花一个半钟头。
And our plane was delayed by 2 hours.
那然后我们的飞机误点两个钟头。
So he spent about 6 hours, getting us back to the church and setting up everything for us.
所以他花了他6个小时把我们接到教会去。
And then afterwards, he still wanted to stay to make sure that we were all right and before going home.
在他回去他自己家之前，他还留下来看看我们是不是一切都好。
And it was just amazing the amount of love he showed to us.
他对我们的这个爱是非常的神奇的。
And then, as the trip went on, I learned more about him.
在这次旅行中，我也对他有所认识。
And how he goes around his neighborhood and he preaches about Jesus.
他如何在他邻居之间呢？宣讲耶稣。
He preaches about how good it is to believe in Jesus. About how his life has been, you know, so much, how his life has improved so much since he started believing in Jesus. And he says this to all his neighbors who see that his house is nothing but a shack.
其实在他邻居来看,
and in spite of all this, he still really desires to learn more about God.
但是即使如此, 他还是很渴望去, 认识神。
After work every day, he would travel 30 minutes to the church and attend night classes, even though he might have been tired.
每天工作完之后呢, 他还会花 30 分钟到教会来, 即使他非常的疲倦了。
And during Sabbath, he's always really busy with more work.
在安息日呢, 他在教会里也非常的忙碌。
And I guess it's just seeing members like Floral, and I just felt so ashamed.
看到这位信徒,
he was a man who was given literally nothing.
实际上他做这些都没有回报,
but he still, you know, has such a desire to be with God. And I guess I'll talk about the other members too.
现在我们谈谈另外一位信徒。
Talk about Brother Hong later. Borhan, he... Actually, next slide. So this is Brother Borhan. He can't really see that well. That's why he has to take the Bible so close.
所以他必须把圣经靠着眼睛看。
But despite the fact that he can't, you know, see that well, he's always taking notes during sermon and always reading the Bible.
但是他常常呢，即使他眼睛不好，常常是在读圣经，还会记笔记。
And it was just, this just really touched me.
让我非常的感动。
And also, well, there's no picture, but there's another member called Brother Raphael.
另外一位拉斐尔弟兄。
He has to be over 65 years old.
他可能已经有65岁了。
But every Sabbath, he comes early to church by about an hour.
他每个安息日都会提早到教会一个小时。
And he starts sweeping, starts mopping, starts arranging the chairs.
他会抹地擦地，然后擦椅子。
And I remember the first week.
我记得第一个礼拜在那里。
He woke us up really early.
他把我们很早叫起来。
And then he just started cleaning by himself.
然后他自己就开始打扫。
And once again, I felt really ashamed.
我又一次又觉得很惭愧。
And so it's just through all of their zeal and desire for God, it was really touching just to see this.
这是他们这种很渴望神的这种表现让我非常钦佩。
And I guess something else that really touched me from all the members there.
另外还有一些让我很感动的地方。
Their favorite hymn is number 90.
他们最喜爱的诗歌是第90首。
Every Sabbath we would sing Count Your Blessings at least two or three times.
每个安息日我们都会唱这首诗2到3次。
And during the chorus when it says Count Your Blessings.
尤其在合唱部分。
And about how it will surprise you to see what the Lord has done.
我们会很惊异地发现神在我们身上的作为。
The members are always super loud. Really loud.
他们在唱的时候会唱得非常大声。
And they all get really excited and they all like pump their fists and they get really energetic during it.
他们唱到这个地方的时候都非常的兴奋，甚至会捶着手拳。
And I remember the first time I saw it.
我第一次看到这样的情景。
I was once again shocked and ashamed.
我又吃惊又惭愧。
Because these people have nothing to be thankful for.
其实这些人他们在生活上并没有很多让他们感恩的地方。
There are some members who can't attend service every day because they can't save up a few dollars to take the bus ride to church.
有些信徒甚至不能每天来聚会，因为他们没有钱坐巴士过来。
But they still all thank God for what little they have.
他们对他们所有的即使很少还是非常的感恩。
After service, they would, you know, walk up to the front and, you know, share a testimony about how the littlest things in their lives have been better.
每次聚会完之后，他们都会走到前面来分享 一些生活上值得感恩的小事情。
Members will share about, you know, how their bus ride was a little bit smoother.
他们会说，譬如说，他们今天的坐巴士来 坐的似乎还蛮顺利的。
How their wrist feels a little bit better, because wrist injury.
And, 哦，譬如说他们手腕受伤，今天似乎有好了一些。
And they just shared so many different testimonies about, like, and about how grateful they were to God.
他们会分享他们很多的见证，然后对神如何的感恩。
And I remember one time, Brother Raphael went up.
有一次拉斐尔弟兄。
And he went up and he shared about how happy he was to be in a true church.
他告诉我们他因为在真教会而如何的快乐。
About how he has the chance for salvation now.
然后如何他得到了救恩。
And it's just, like they have nothing, but they still thank God for it.
即使他们没有所有的东西，可是他们还是对神非常的感恩。
And this is really touching. Next slide.
令人感动。
Okay, so this is our brother Huang's store.
这是黄弟兄他的店铺。
He is our only member from China or Taiwan.
他是从中国和大陆来台湾来的一位信徒。
And from talking to him, he stays in Dominican Republic solely for the church.
他留在多米尼加共和国主要是为了教会的缘故。
And throughout this whole trip, he's also extremely hospitable and loving for us too.
他在这个我们这趟的旅行中，他对我们非常的关爱。
So he actually lives in the back of the store.
他住在这店铺的后面。
And when Raymond and I got there, they prepared for us two rooms.
我们到达的时候，我跟周传道到达的时候，他们准备两个房间给我们。
And they prepared for us three meals every single day.
每日还供给我们三餐。
And then when I got sick, they prepared me medicine.
甚至我生病的时候还给我药。
And it was just.Through this entire trip, the thing that impacted me the most was definitely the brothers and sisters there.
对我这边对我影响让我影响最大就是那边的兄弟姐妹。
Their love for each other.
他们彼此相爱。
Their love for two random people that were just in the church.
他们对我们这两位陌生人也是非常的关爱。
And especially their love for God.
尤其是他们对神的爱。
So next slide. Okay, so. Okay, yeah, this is just Flora and his daughter. Next slide. Okay, so there were three verses that especially touched me throughout this trip, well, afterwards.
这里有三段经节让我在这趟旅行中让我感
受的是。The first one is in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12.
第一个是哥林多后书八章十二节。
And it reads, For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have.
I don't know Chinese.
Okay. Yes. But essentially, this verse just... I've heard of this verse before.
我以前听过这个经节。
And many people, when they were encouraging me, brought up this verse as well.
很多鼓励我的人也提出这个经节。
And it really didn't ring true until after I got back home.
直到我回来的时候呢，才感受到他这个经节的所说的真理。
That if I only needed this desire to serve God, and everything would be provided.
如果我有这个渴望去侍奉神的话，其他的都会被预备好。
I remember during the stage between MVP and CYC, I received tons of emails and encouragements.
在过去这个 MVP 跟大专的讲习会的时候，我收到很多的电子邮件。
And they range from several pages of testimonies of brothers and sisters who've gone through similar things.
有很多是很多关于他们的见证。
And some were just, I'll pray for you.
很多也是会说我替你祷告。
But throughout this, it just really showed me that if we just have this desire to serve God, then everything will be okay.
如果我们有侍奉神的这个渴望呢，神会预备。
The second thing I guess touched me, a Bible verse that touched me was 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
另外一个经节是哥林多后书十二章九节。
And it reads, And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And this verse really, I really like this verse because it sums up how God helped me through the trip.
我喜欢这个经节，因为这个经节在总结神如何的在这次旅行中帮助了我。
Like I said, my Spanish isn't good.
就如我所说，我的西语还不够好。
But thank God that he was able to make it, good enough that the members could understand me.
但是他让我的西语的程度呢够用，所以其他的信徒都能彼此了解。
And the last verse comes from 1 Thessalonians 5.
另外一个经节是帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节。
So, First Thessalonians 5 verse 16, 18. Oh, I wrote it wrong. First Thessalonians 5 verse 16 through 18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到十八节。
Ever since I was in E2, I really liked these three verses because they were really short.
我喜欢这个经节，尤其是从我从 E2 的时候开始。
But really, throughout this trip, I got to practice all three of these verses.
在这趟旅行中呢，我一直在一直在练习这几个经节。
I learned how to rejoice always.
我知道如何的喜乐。
To pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告
and to give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
在凡事不住的感谢祷告，因为这是神的旨意。
Because the members are always happy.
有些信徒常常的很喜乐。
And they always liked praying.
也很喜欢祷告。
And they always gave thanks for everything.
他们对凡事都感谢。
And this concludes my testimony.
这就是我的见证。
May all the glory and praise be unto God.
愿所有荣耀归于天上的真神。
感谢神 ，Grady 弟兄给我们很美好的见证。
Thank be to God for this beautiful testimony by Brother Grady.
感谢主，小弟也有机会每年都到多米尼加两次。
And thank be to God, I also have the opportunity to go to Dominican Republic.
每次青年人跟我们一起去的时候，回来都有很多的感受。
We also have a lot of fruitful results after the trips.
我们美国的青年人很少吃过苦。
The youth in America usually don't suffer a lot.
所以那是一个相当好的训练场所。
And this is a very good training ground.
我记得我第一次去的时候
，I remember my second trip to Dominican.
就像 Grady 弟兄讲的，因为那里。有时候缺水，有时候缺电。
And sometimes we have a water and electricity shortage.
因为第一次他们那个会漏水，我没有注意，所以我们常常就是没有水这样子。
Sometimes the leakage of water. Sometimes that's why we were short of water.
我想那个是跟我们一起去那些青年第一次接雨水洗澡。
And that might be the first time the youth probably took a shower with the rainwater.
对他们来讲是一个。相当有记忆力的一件事情。
And this might be a memorable event for them.
所以感谢主耶稣给我们开辟一个青年的训练场所。
And I thank Lord Jesus for opening this training ground.
我们希望将来更多的人跟随 Grady 弟兄的脚步一起去那边。
I hope and pray that more people will follow Brother Grady's steps to go there.
So take Spanish class, please.
So I encourage you to take Spanish class.
真的很有用哦，因为隔壁就有很多人了。
And learning Spanish is useful because our neighbor are full of Spanish speaking
people. 昨天晚上来了一个 Spanish 的那个一个人在我们这里，他们还打电话 Grady， 他在说什么？也不晓得他在讲什么，所以我们打电话 Grady， 哎，帮我们翻译一下那个人在讲什么。
And last night there was a Spanish-speaking visitor. We called Grady for help for interpretation.
在西部，他们已经开始做这个Spanish Hosanna， 已经用西语在做宣道的工作。
And in West Coast, Spanish ministry has already been started up.
我们有一个教会也受洗了不少西域的弟兄。
And there have been a lot of Spanish-speaking members being converted to our church.
我们在美国其实西语裔的同胞是很多的。
There are lots of Spanish-speaking people in the United States.
你知道我们在美国，我们要照顾的地方就是中美洲跟南美洲。
And in the North America, we have to take care of Central and Southern America.
其实非洲的工作已经交给英国的总会了。
And the African ministry has been taken care by the UK.
所以真的，我们传道人到非洲还有用，因为会讲英文；到中美洲、南美洲，有时候真的觉得自己很没有用，因为讲不出来西班牙话，讲不出，没有办法讲西班牙话，所以一定要带翻译啊！没有翻译，不晓得怎么样布道啊。
We might go to Africa and speak English, but We also have to bring the interpreters to Central and South America.
不过 我一直觉得对那边对我们青年一定是正面的，因为呢，就像 Grady 刚刚所述说的，其实你会看到他们就住那个铁皮屋啦，那跟非洲人差不多的啦。刚刚那个照片哦，我都不晓得他们去那里上厕所，真的，我到佛罗里达不敢进去找厕所，真的，我都不晓得他们在哪里上洗手间呢，真的。
As we can, we just watch the slide. We see the a very very simple shack. I usually had a hard time to go to a bathroom. At brother Flora's house.
不过他们青年会感动，就是会真的，我们自己本身也很感动，就是他们人虽然很少，但是他们热心的爱主，热心的传福音。
What really touches us is they are fervent to love the Lord and serve the Lord.
其实我们的信徒原来没有这么少了。
The number of our members used not to be so few.
因为刚开始我们的黄弟兄他开工厂，所以很多人信徒都是他的员工。
Brother Wong used to have a factory, so we used to have a lot of members.
那工厂一关闭了，真假信徒就分出来了。那些没有真的信进去的，就一个一个就离开了。
So after the factory was shut down, some members already departed from the church. So
所以现在留下来都是精英哦，都是你用棍子打他都不会跑的那种人。
So whatever remain in this church are the elite members of the church.
但是我们也希望弟兄姐妹帮这个地方来带头，因为我们现在信徒哦，就是。分两边呐 一个做像刚刚那个Grady 讲的，机场比首都啊，就是从机场到这个圣佩卓的教会呢，要一个多小时。那很多信徒都是住在机场的附近，那少数的住在有一些住在圣佩卓。那你分两边又没有力量啊，合在一起又没有钱搭公车。所以现在困难就在这里，所以我们急需要哈圣灵的恩惠在那边大大做工。我们可以先把那个圣佩佐建立起来，然后再来建立这个Santo Domingo。那这样子教会才有更多发展的空间。
Because the members in Dominican Republic are scattered at two different locations. One is Santo Domingo, and the other is San Pedro. So.We need the grace of the Holy Spirit to establish a church, so eventually we can have a more holy work be done.
那以前一年呢、都有大概六个梯次的传道人要去那里。
There were six different times every year for the pastors to go visit.
有六个梯次的这个欢迎人员青年要去帮忙。
And also there are six different times for the interpreters to
go. 那从明年开始我们的政策我们的 policy 方向有点改变。
And starting next year there will be a different policy.
我们派了四位弟兄去那边做牧养的工作，来两梯传道人去做布道的工作。
So well, there will be four different groups of brothers for interpretation.
因为这里的人教育程度很低啦，所以其实我们的阿姨老师啊、经过适当的训练啊、其实都可以牧养他们的啦。
Their Bible knowledge is not very up to par, so even the RE teachers can go there and teach.
所以我们在座的，如果说你有心哦，你。不只是做翻译，我想您也可以去那边做牧养的工作。
So if you have the heart to serve, you not only can do the interpreter, also you can also teach.
真的去，其实他们都很渴慕。
Because the members really desire.
他们的心很单纯，很多神迹奇事，但是呢，他们的对圣经的道理呢，我想您从小到大学很多，一定有很多可以跟他们分享的地方。
Since we learned the Bible knowledge is since youth, we have a lot to share with them.
所以愿主耶稣能够继续帮助那边的圣工，也感动更多的青年来投入中南美事工的一些工作。
So may the Lord help the holy work in that area and move more youth to go there to help.
也谢谢 Grady 给我们带来一个新的感受，对我们年轻人这么多的造就。
And also, we thank Brother Grady to share his testimony and to bring a brand new experience for our youth.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.